Move around until you're comfortable. Just shift your weight in your body until you feel like you're in the perfect position to relax. And now, close your eyes. Now soon, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath. And when you take that deep breath, I want you to count silently from 1 to 3 while you hold that breath, and then exhale slowly. So go ahead, take your breath now. That deep breath brought more oxygen into your body, and as you exhaled, it caused your body to relax even more. Now, you can just continue breathing easily and freely, and can feel yourself becoming calmer and more peaceful. You're beginning to reveal signs that indicate you're moving toward a very deep and peaceful state of relaxation. As I continue talking to you, you can just keep relaxing more peacefully. Not really caring about how deeply you relax, just happy to continue to be more calm, more peaceful, and more at ease. Continuing to breathe easily and freely, your subconscious mind will always be aware of what I'm saying to you, so it's becoming less and less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear and receive everything I tell you, so your conscious mind can just relax completely. You're continuing to experience a more peaceful state of mind, and can feel yourself moving toward experiences as I describe them to you. It's all going to happen automatically, and you don't even have to think about it consciously. Now for a moment, I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine yourself lying in a comfortable position, out in nature, in a beautiful place, near a stream of fresh, clear water, in a beautiful forest on a lovely summer day. There's a warm, gentle breeze, and the air is fresh and clean, and the sound of the water moving in the stream nearby is relaxing. It keeps becoming less and less important for you to consciously listen to my voice, because your subconscious hears and receives everything I say. In your mind now, in your imagination, you're enjoying the beauty of nature. As the sunlight shines down through the trees, and you listen to that gentle flow of water over the rocks, and birds singing cheerfully. You're just lying there, comfortably relaxing. It's so peaceful that you continue feeling more and more relaxed. And as you continue enjoying this peaceful, pleasant experience, a soothing drowsiness is beginning to come over your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And so you continue feeling calmer, more relaxed, and more secure. And now, as you lie there with your eyes closed, you're so relaxed and comfortable and content, it's easy to continue to move into a more peaceful and more detached state. It may seem like you're drifting towards sleep. There may be times when it seems like my voice is a long distance away. And there may be times when I'm talking to you that you will not be consciously aware of my voice, and that's okay, because your subconscious mind is still receiving every word I say and making true everything that I tell you. From now on, you're influenced only by positive thoughts, ideas, and feelings. And the following thoughts begin to rise in your mind and come to you. I am calm, secure, and relaxed. I am comfortable and at ease. I am in control of myself at all times. I am responsible for my body and always treat my body well. My mind enables me to be relaxed and calm as I go about the activities of my daily life. As you continue to become more and more deeply relaxed, I want to talk to you about how the mind works. We all have a part of our brain that constantly monitors our world. Often this shows up as a constant voice in your head, reminding you what you must do today, thinking about what's going on around you, and wondering what might happen next. Underneath this constant monitoring, we have a different part of our brain that is working without even realizing it. For instance, we can drive a car while our mind is wandering and thinking, and yet give no thought to the driving. So, wouldn't it be interesting to find that one part of you might be listening to my voice, and yet another part of you is finding itself in a wonderful, relaxing place? Perhaps the beach, or the woods, or by the lake, or even comfortable at home. It really doesn't matter. Still, while that part of your mind is in that relaxing place, there is yet another part of your mind that is also aware and working for your benefit. So, while one part of your mind is listening to my voice, another part might be going to that relaxing place. One part of your mind is taking this all in, comfortable watching from a distance. And yet another is paying attention too, a powerful, wise advisor deep within you, observing all this happening, and also knowing what it takes to allow you to become more and more comfortable and more relaxed. So, as you continue to become more deeply relaxed and comfortable, just breathing gently and slowly and comfortably now, there is an automatic increased awareness of a special part of your mind that can positively serve you in a variety of ways. This part of you seems to experience things effortlessly, easily, and automatically. This part of your mind also seems to have profound wisdom about what is good for you, what is best for you. For example, this special part of your mind allows you to understand that pain and suffering are always transient. Nothing ever remains the same. When you're in pain, this part of your mind will be able to observe the pain and allow you to realize there is a part of you that is larger than the pain. This part of your mind can observe the pain from within, not change the pain, not do anything to it, just watch with detached awareness. And so, as you remain relaxed, aware, and increasingly in touch with this special part of your mind, you increasingly become aware that you cannot force your pain to do anything. You can only observe your pain and see what happens to it. Because just as you cannot force your pain to do anything, you become aware that no pain sensation can remain exactly the same for any period of time. In fact, no thought, feeling, or sensation that we have in our bodies can remain exactly the same for very long, or for that matter, even for an instant. Everything is constantly changing, sometimes only slightly, and sometimes profoundly. And that includes all the feelings and sensations within your body. So as you simply observe your physical pain from a distance, just as a part of you, you notice that it cannot stay the same. It might change in intensity, or shape, or color, or length of time, but it does change. Further, your thoughts and feelings about your pain cannot remain the same either. Not only will the pain change itself with time, so will your thoughts and feelings about it. It's interesting when you simply observe your pain and stop trying to make it go away, much of the struggle disappears. And more often than not, it is not the pain that bothers you, but the struggle of trying to make it go away. Just watching it, not fighting it, is much easier. Once you give up the struggle, gradually, you might find a number of pleasant changes in your pain or your thoughts about it. It may be that your pain moves into the back of your mind so that other things simply can become more important. It may be that you simply forget about the pain. that the amount of time you've experienced discomfort dramatically shifts, and then you look back in time and have difficulty remembering exactly when it bothered you. Or perhaps your mind begins to focus on an image of you in the future, a time when you are comfortable and active, without a care in the world. I don't know exactly what will happen. I only know that once you simply observe things and stop trying to change them, you'll begin to be more comfortable than you've probably imagined, because you no longer have the struggle to deal with. And finally, with that deep level of acceptance, simply observing, letting go of the struggle and letting things be as they are, that special part of your mind can allow a number of profound changes that serve you well at a deeper level, not knowing exactly how or why, but just finding yourself moving easier and better, finding ways to stretch or exercise in ways that are safe and beneficial to you, and becoming amazed at how easily that arrives. And also at a deep level, doing always what it takes to take care of yourself, and having it all unfold in a profound manner over time. Now, begin to let all positive and beneficial suggestions you've heard today settle deep into your subconscious mind to immediately begin helping you as soon as you come back to the present. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5, you'll find your eyes just beginning to open as you return to an awakened state, feeling alert, refreshed, and completely rested. Number 1, feel the energy starting to flow in your arms and legs. Number 2, your whole body functioning well. Number 3, feeling more energized with every number I count. And number 4, drifting back to full awareness, rested, refreshed. And number 5, eyes open, fully alert, fully aware, back to awareness. Take a deep breath and stretch. Welcome back. Things have shifted positively down deep inside you.